Good afternoon, and welcome to the conference call of Fresenius Investor Relations, which is now starting. May I hand you over to Mrs. Birgit Grund, Investor Relations.
Thanks, Jerry. Good afternoon in Europe and good morning in the U.S. Welcome to our conference call and webcast on the acquisition of Fenwald. Thanks for joining us today. I'm very pleased to introduce to you Mark Schneider, CEO of Fresenius, and Stephan Sturm, CFO. Before we get started, let me say that this call is scheduled for, it's just a brief call, and it's exclusively focused on the Fenwald acquisition. We have invited you to our Q2 call on August 1st, and management will be happy to take your questions regarding Q2 on Wednesday next week. I'd also like to mention that today's call is being recorded, and I'd like to draw your attention to the forward-looking statement and disclaimer wording on page two of the presentation. This cautionary language applies to today's presentation and also to the comments. By now, we hope that everybody has had a chance to look at the presentation on our website. With that, I would like to turn the call over to Mark. Mark, please.
Thank you, Birgit, and a warm welcome to our conference call participants today. We appreciate your interest in our company and your flexibility in joining us at short notice. We have set up this call to discuss the acquisition of Fenwald Inc. by Fresenius Kabi, which we announced Friday night. This transaction will create a global leader in transfusion technology and is a significant step among the various growth initiatives we had discussed during the Kabi Capital Market Day in early June. As Birgit mentioned, we would like to focus today's call on this important subject and are not prepared to answer questions that relate to our Q2 financials or to Rhön Clinicum AG. Birgit has pointed out the safe harbor language to you, so let's cut to the chase and move to page three. As you can see from this page, Fenwald is not only a leading transfusion technology provider, but its footprint in terms of products and geographies served is also highly complementary to Fresenius Kabi's existing transfusion activities. On a combined basis, we will be able to offer a complete cutting-edge product program and serve all of the major global markets in this industry. This complementary nature should also lead to attractive revenue and cost synergies, which we will cover later. Page four summarizes some of the key facts about Fenwald. We have a long-standing respect for this business and welcome the Fenwald associates from around the world to join us at Fresenius and create the best-in-class business in the transfusion sector. Page five describes the compelling strategic rationale of this transaction. We are acquiring a successful and growing company with a state-of-the-art product program and an interesting R&D pipeline. The company is well managed, and we perceive a strong cultural fit. I have mentioned the complementary nature of this transaction earlier. Regarding geography, this is a no-brainer. With Fenwald's strong position in the North American market and our strong position in Europe, Asia-Pacific, and Latin America. A little less obvious is the strong complementarity when it comes to products. Here we are combining our strength in some of the consumables, such as blood bags and filters, with Fenwald's state-of-the-art transfusion machine program. So there will be plenty of opportunities for cross-selling in both directions. We can create a more vertical and hence lower-cost manufacturing base, and there will be some synergy opportunities relating to overhead and administration. In this integration process, you can rely on our solid track record in managing what I call a best-of-both-worlds approach that is designed to bring the strengths of both companies to the table. We have done that many times in our FMC, Kabi, and Helios acquisitions, and we are committed to doing it again. Turning to page 6 and the global transfusion technology market, we are in the middle of a significant consolidation opportunity in a market that offers 4-6% annual organic growth and has a current size of about 2 billion euros. The market has seen two major transactions in 2011 and earlier this year. In 2011, Terumo acquired Caridian BCT. Earlier this year, Immunetics announced the acquisition of certain transfusion assets of Powell Corporation. While we have not disclosed financial terms of our transaction, I am pleased to confirm that the sales multiple paid in our acquisition of Fenbal is significantly below the multiples that were published in connection with these two transactions. Moving to page 7, this is a pro forma illustration of how the acquisition of Fenwell will give even more balance to Kabi's product portfolio. This transaction will bring the medical devices and transfusion technology business segment close to par with the three other Kabi business segments and create one more product segment at Kabi that is global in nature. Page 8 outlines the product portfolio of our Fresenius Kabi medical devices and transfusion technology business segment. For those of you who missed the Kabi Capital Market Day in early June, I would encourage you to download the applicable presentation to get more information on the products and market dynamics. With that, I would like to turn to page 9, the last page of our presentation. As you can see, the transaction will be initially financed from existing funds, and the enterprise value is below the proceeds of our May 2012 capital increase. While we're not discussing today our interest in Rhön Klinikum AG in more detail, I would like to confirm that the Fenwell transaction does not stand in competition with our interest in combining Helios and Rhön. Both transactions have been prepared since late winter, early spring, and we have the financial headroom to accommodate both of these deals. In our discussions to arrange the financing of Rhön Klinikum AG, we had created a placeholder, which was nicknamed Kabi Big Shot, to accommodate for this transaction. That Big Shot was Fenwell. While I have no update for you today that specifically refers to Rhön Klinikum AG, I would like to confirm our interest in this business. We are analyzing our options, if and how, to make this transaction happen. Regarding Fenwell integration costs, we are expecting about 100 million euros, which for the most part will be hitting the P&L in 2013. We expect midterm to ramp up to annual cost synergies of about 60 million euros, which should provide good payback for these integration costs. The build-up towards this annual amount will not be a straight line, but slightly front-loaded. Assuming a 3-to-1 debt-equity financing mix, the transaction will be neutral to earnings per share in 2014. Why not accretive? Please note that this includes an amortization charge on intangible assets of more than 30 million U.S. dollars per annum. We will be updating you with new Kabi targets for overall Kabi Group revenue and for the revenue in the medical devices and transfusion segment in our Q2 conference call on August 1. This concludes our presentation. We hope you are as excited about this transaction as we are. When this deal closes, it will bring another 15-year quest at Fresenius to create one more market leader to a successful conclusion. As you know, we are committed to building our businesses with a sense of urgency and patience at the same time. With that, let me open the Q&A session. Stefan and I will be happy to answer your questions.
the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The operator will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, press star and two. The first question comes from Veronica Dubajova, Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, thank you for taking my questions. I have three questions, if I may. First one is on the profitability of Wet Fenwall. Comparing it with the two other players in the industry, it seems to be slightly subpar. I'm wondering if you can comment on whether you think you can bring that margin closer to peers or if there is a structural reason for that. My second question is on any potential revenue synergies that you see. You've quantified the cost synergies, but I'm wondering if there are any opportunities on the revenue side and if you can put some numbers around them. And the last, hopefully very straightforward question is for the integration costs. Will you be excluding or including those in your adjusted EPS and net income numbers? Thank you.
Thanks, Veronica. Let me just comment on the first one and the second one and then hand you over to Stefan for the third one. I guess regarding the profitability improvement targets, all of this is baked into that $60 million per annum number. So we didn't make a difference between synergies on the one hand and margin improvements on the other. But I do think on a combined basis then, we will have a world-class business in this sector that compares favorably to the other industry players. Regarding the revenue synergies, again, there's plenty of cross-selling opportunities in terms of geography and product program, but we have not quantified those at the present time.
Veronica, generally, we are not great believers in making large adjustments and much more believe in fully loaded earnings per share, as evidenced, for instance, by what Mark just said about the amortization charge being fully loaded into our estimates. The few exceptions that we do make relate, for instance, to the one-time gain that Fresenius Medical Care was showing in Q1 for Renal Advantage or to the one-time expense that we are seeing in connection with the offer for Rhön Clinica. At the moment, the expectation would be to fully load the integration cost into our EPS.
That's very clear. Thank you both.
Jerry, further questions?
This is good. At this time, there are no further questions.
Okay. So, this was brief. And,
I guess we'll talk to most of you next week, so it seems you like the transaction as much as we do, and if you have further questions, then we can pick them up in our call on August 1st. Talk to you then.
Thanks for joining. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We want to thank Fresenius and the participants for taking part in this conference call. Goodbye.